Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. This month is short and sweet. It is the shortest month of the year, and arts and culture are alive and well with theater performances, artist talks, and even kicking off the Sacramento Festival season. There is always something to enjoy, and we are back with Arts Talk with Veronica Delgado Rodriguez, a longtime local arts advocate, to share what's going on this month. Hey, Veronica.
Hey, Vicky. There's lots going on, as always, and it's still kind of kicking off the new year for the arts because all the calendars are being released for some of the larger performing arts organizations. So if you're planning and budgeting out your calendar year, this is the best time to start checking out all those calendars and grab tickets for best available seats. So check out Broadway Sacramento, the Philharmonic, B Street, Mondavi Center, and the Sacramento Ballet. All their calendars are out and subscriptions are open.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Maybe a little rainy and stormy, but it's still good to get plugged into the local art scene.
Yeah. And plan ahead.
Yeah. Plan ahead. That is the best thing. Set it, forget it. Book it, forget it. So there have been some big updates with the Sacramento Ballet, including new leadership.
Yes. The Sacramento Ballet welcomes Dr. Kira Anderson as the new executive director. So big news. And she's bringing this great mix of fund development background, which is really important for nonprofits, executive level leadership, and creativity. She's taught in high school programs. She's worked professionally as a musical theater performer, as a dancer, and done choreography in New York and this region. So she's really off and running the Sacramento Ballet, and it's a great way to kick off the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to know about new leadership and changes to organizations, especially longstanding ones like the Sac Ballet, because it gets reflected in the performing arts. And it's also been busy for a lot of performing arts organizations, including Celebration Arts. They're celebrating 40 seasons.
Yeah, what an congratulations to them, right? 40 seasons. It's such an incredible feat. And they've provided so much to the community as one of the premier performing arts organizations that celebrates Black history, Black culture. It's just every performance is so meaningful. And right now they're in the middle of the show, The Colored Museum, which is a George C. Wolfe satirical play. And it's set in a museum and it has characters from 11 different exhibits and they come to life and are exploring Black identity, cultural stereotypes, and history. It's really a rich show. And this is the last weekend to catch it. It runs until Sunday, February 22nd, but there's still some tickets. So try and grab them.
All right. You still got a few days. They're located off 27th and B Street in Sacramento, and tickets are available at their website, which is celebrationarts.net. So the visual arts, they've also been busy. I mean, they're still First Friday, their second Saturday art walk. Artists are having a moment with artist talks as well. We've had some of them on our show on Insight. So this is an opportunity to kind of dive in a little bit more. Where can we connect with artists this month?
Oh, yeah. I always say arts are a year-round business, right? And I love artist talk because it's a way we could really learn about them, their personality, what makes them tick, and why they do the art they do. So there's still time to catch up with a few great artists in our region. We'll start with Jerry G.O.S. Simpson and Ebony London, who are showing Blended, Things We Do Together, at the Sojourner Truth Museum. This show, it brings together their individual creative minds, and they have this unique vision that they're able to put down on a visual painting. So Ebony and Jerry, they're going to have their artist talk, and they really just going to talk about how they're unapologetically bold and bright, and they do the art that they love, and we get to hear from them. That's going to be on Saturday the 28th at 4 p.m. at Sojourner Truth African Heritage Museum.
Oh, wonderful. I mean, what really makes the visual arts just pop is that artists, as you said, they're accessible, they're conversational. You get a sense of who they are and what makes them tick, and they're excited to teach about their artistic process.
Yeah. And you know, that's when I collect art the most, is after I talk to the artist, because I have a real rich sense of their process and I know about it and I know the artist. So there's a couple great ways to connect with artists, right? Their shows, their talks, their events, going to their studios. Right now in Sacramento, we have a really special treat of a solo exhibit by resin artist Kim Squalia. She's showing at the Twisted Track Gallery on R Street this month and has one last reception on March 1st. It's her closing reception. Kim's a highly respected artist. Her art's collected, highly valued, and every time she launches one, two pieces, they're sold. She's amazing. And she's really this pioneer in resin art and laid the foundational work for a lot of emerging artists. So she was never afraid to teach this strategy, had this technique, this really artistic talent, which makes her just, you know, a gem in our community. If you haven't seen it, her artwork, it's a series of layers of resin, and she creates these abstract, almost surreal designs that are vibrant colors. They're very multidimensional. When you see them, all you think is like, how does she do that? I want to do that, but I have no idea how it's done. So she's a great artist, great to connect with. Her closing reception is Sunday, March 1st from 1 to 4 at Twisted Track Gallery. Grab some brunch before and you got a nice little day out.
Yeah, and she'll answer your questions.
Yeah, she's a great conversation.
So Sacramento also is famous for its festivals. And some of the first festivals of the year, they're already here.
They're already here. I started my career planning festivals, and our region loves cultural celebrations of all types and styles. So let's celebrate the richness, the brilliance, the creativity of Black artists and cultural impact at the Black History Month Festival at the Crocker Art Museum. There's going to be live music, hands-on activities, all types of kid programming. The exhibits are out, and it's great for all ages. And it's a free, family-friendly event on Sunday the 22nd, starting at 11 a.m. You could check out crockerarts.org for more information.
Yeah, and we also have the City of Trees Parade and even a Mardi Gras Festival.
It's all in one, really. So it's the 5th annual City of Trees Parade and Mardi Gras Festival. It takes place on Saturday, February 28th. The City of Trees Parade is this huge, dazzling showcase of over 1,000 performers marching and dancing and singing and playing musical instruments all the way down Capitol Mall. So the parade takes place around 5 o'clock, so you could get out there a little bit early, scout out some seats, or you could be part of the actual festival that is from 3 to 9 p.m. on Capitol Mall's green. The parade is free. The festival is about $10. That's February 28th from 3 to 9. You can visit their website for all the details and tickets at cityoftreesparade.org.
It's a party.
It is.
So before we wrap up, we only have about a minute or so left. Let's make sure our friends in the Roseville area have a great weekend outing as well, because it is Third Saturday Art Walk.
Yeah, you know, appreciate Roseville for putting something on for their community members. It's a free event that promotes local arts, music, and cultural events. And Blue Line Gallery is right in the heart of Old Roseville. It's actually celebrating its 60th anniversary.
Wow.
I had to look a few times. I'm like, 60th anniversary? Wow. So they're having their third Saturday art show called By Hand, an International Craft Nouveau competition. And they're going to announce the People's Choice awardees during this event. So a little fun outing for you. Saturday, February 21st, 5 to 7 p.m. BlueLineArts.org for more information and future events.
Veronica, as always, thanks for hooking
us
up.
Yes, of course.
Veronica Delgado Rodriguez is a local arts advocate and joins us every month for Arts Talk. She hooks us up with events in Sacramento and the surrounding region. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to join the conversation, you can send us an email. We're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We're done for the week. Science Friday is tomorrow. We'll catch you back here on Monday. Have a great weekend.